Hey there, American Horror Story fans. Tune in because we are talking about American Horror Story Season 7 Cult, Episode 6, Midwestern Assassin.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, hello, American Horror Story
from
fans.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro.
Hey. We are here talking about American Horror Story Cult, talking about Season 6, Midwestern Assassin, and it's also bringing us mid-season.
A little bit past the season.
A little past, yeah. We only have 5 episodes left,
which is crazy.
Well, this is the middle one.
This is the line.
And our mid-season assassin.
Yeah.
Yes.
We crossed that line.
Do you think they did that on purpose?
We'll say that they did.
Yeah.
And if not, we caught it. Yeah. We made it into something. Hey, everybody. I'm your host, Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl.
Hey, I'm Kelly McInerney. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Holly Weirdo.
Hey, everybody. It's Ashley Allen, and you can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
What's up, guys? I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at JustSandsWorld.
All right, so diving right into this episode. This episode dealt with some sensitive material, and FX actually went so far as to edit this week's episode. So we got, viewers may have noticed there were a few more commercial breaks, it seemed, this week.
A little bit longer commercials.
A little bit longer commercials this week. They did release a statement saying that due to the tragedy in Las Vegas, they decided to edit this week. And said the opening, which was filmed 2 months ago and which portrays an occurrence of gun violence that has sadly become all too common in our country, contains a sequence that some viewers might find traumatic. When Ryan Murphy was asked about it, he was going back and forth. Should you air it? Should you not air it? How do you be sensitive? Ultimately, he said he decided that my point of view was that I believe I have the right to air it, but I also believe in victims' rights, and I believe that now is probably not the best week to have something explosive or incendiary in the culture, because someone who was affected might watch that and it could trigger something or make them feel upset. So our decision was to re-edit it, and I felt that was the right move.
True.
So if viewers would like to watch the entire unedited version, they do have the option. It's not stricken forever. You just have to watch it on demand.
Yeah.
Or on FX Plus.
Yes.
So, but the scene in question ended up bookending the episode from beginning and end. Because we had both heard different reports that they had edited it from
the beginning
and scenes
which
from
is
the
technically
end.
True, but it's, yeah.
And it's also the end, so. But in classic American Horror Story Psych Out, they lead in with our opening scene with what is
Allie holding the gun.
Allie holding the gun. Yeah, it looks like she has just shot up this Kai rally. We're seeing it from Ivy's point of view.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, it's what we ultimately find out is an entirely different scenario, which also, I think, goes back to showing how the truth can be skewed depending on what part of the story that you get. So I think that was kind of their reference with that was since it seems that Beverly was the only one who had the camera who could prove what was happening, since she is clearly Team Kai.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But I'm wondering, though, since we're seeing some discourse, since Beverly has the truth on camera, do you guys think this is going to play in later, since we had seen some kind of contention between Beverly and Kai in previous episodes? Do you think she's going to use this to kind of hold over his head?
Yeah, I think I said this before. I think she's going to try to use it to take over power, but I feel like everybody is going to have some kind of strength in there to hold something against someone else. Like, as we saw in the episode, we saw Kai hold the thing over Ivy about the whole Gary situation. Mm-hmm. So blackmailing is a big thing in this season. So everyone's going to be blackmailing everybody, and there's only going to be one person on top. And personally for me, I think it's going to be Allie.
Also, this like what you said about the truth, I think this whole episode was just about showing like the truth is not always as it seems. Like the whole Facebook thing we'll get into later, but just the whole episode was like, not everything's what it seems.
Fake news.
Everything is is the truth based on your perspective? Mm-hmm. So that's what I got out of it. Like, you, it may be true to you, but that's your perspective, how you saw it, how you saw it went down. So
kind of what Dr. Vincent even says to her at one mm-hmm. point is, I believe what you thought you saw was very real
right.
to you.
Right.
But how everybody kind of has their own truth. So mm-hmm. that seemed to be kind of a thematic thing throughout this episode. I liked this episode because I feel like it was kind of how we were saying last week felt more American Horror Story. This week felt more American Horror Story,
truly.
Too, yeah. because it had that twist
yeah.
that we weren't expecting.
Yeah.
But I felt like it was really well executed, whereas mm-hmm. previous episodes this season, I think, were kind of trying to find their footing.
Yeah, especially episode 3, where that comedy thing, I don't know what it was with that episode, but it was way off.
Yeah it was
way
very
off.
Odd.
It like, was like...
Wait, what weird, comedy thing?
When they did all the... With the Taco Bells and the coupons and the Beyonce's and the lemonade, like...
And
it's
the,
just
like,
too
sombreros.
Much.
Yeah,
it was just
way
like,
over the top.
Yeah, but I like that this episode, I feel like it's the best out of the season because they gave a little backstory, they did a current story, they gave some questions, and they mm-hmm. did some answers. It was like perfect formula.
Yeah. And even though the timing is sensitive, I think bookending it with that big event was a really, really good idea. And keeping the actual plot, I think, was a good idea, but just limiting
the gun
stuff.
But I question, like, how much are they not showing? Because the end seemed like a lot to me, because you actually saw the people fall and run and trample over each other. I'm like, that's a lot.
Honestly,
like, that was a lot for me.
I'm pretty sure we would have seen a lot of more blood. I'm sure some mm-hmm. brain matter, like, all of... I'm sure they would have went all the
reactions.
Way out. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think, like, they probably... I think... like Meadow killed everybody, and that's why Allie is being arrested. Whereas, like in the end here, you're like, wait, are they just lying down to be safe? Or
right?
But I think she just like blew everybody away.
Yeah,
that's what I think too.
Yeah,
took a lot.
But
of
I don't know.
Out.
We'll see on demand.
We'll see on demand. We'll see. But it will be interesting. Next week, we'll kind of watch and do a little side by side and talk about what they added and what was taken away. But I feel like probably not much is lost by taking out.
Yeah. I mean, we get the point. You don't always need to see all of the bloods and guts to get the message.
And
we all got it.
Last week was pretty graphic, so
it was.
I could see.
Yeah.
I feel like it was probably a good move on their part.
Definitely.
I
agree.
But this opens up with what we ended on last week, with Meadow banging on the window, Allie freaking out. This back and forth that we've had about what is Meadow's situation.
Motive.
She are the two guys killing her? Did they not when they ask? And then we come to find out this whole convoluted thing that they apparently thought they were killing her.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I'm confused about.
It's
is
a
at this
mixture
point,
of both of how she was about to walk out on everybody, but at the end we saw like, well, let's make this plan on the side. So that felt like there was probably a little piece that we're missing that triggered her from going from in the grave to killing herself or Kai.
Well, we get that Allie is the one who saved her. The only thing that I'm confused about is at this point, since it was their pact between lovers, the two of them, mm-hmm. that was their eternal secret, does Harrison know?
I don't think any of them knew that she was going to do that at the rally.
But, I mean, does he think that she's already dead? Does he think that he killed her and left her in her body? Like, does he know that she's still alive?
They saw her escape, remember?
Yeah.
Oh,
they
chased
after the car, and they just finished having sex. So I'm like...
Well,
only a snippet of that. Like,
I know, I'm so mad!
Where's the skin?
Well...
We saw legs in the air. We saw boots.
That was the only off-camera thing that we were like, no.
Yeah.
You can put more of that.
Let's
on
make up
camera.
For the 30 seconds that we lost.
Yeah.
And we're dying.
Like, Colin, Billy Eichner, get Colton A's. We're like, look, we got some reshoots. We got to fill some time. Sorry.
We
got to
fill a lot.
Yeah.
Hopefully, a hopefully huge portion.
Okay?
Hey. Boom. Boom.
That'd be the glory edition, right?
So we had this whole back and forth of her on the phone, her calling, you know, Ivy, and then Ivy calling Dr. Vincent and her talking to Dr. Vincent and the whole, which we're still figuring out all of where he lies in this. We know that he's involved. We know that he's part of the cult. But at the same time, when the whole Meadow interaction.
I think he was just in on it. Like, yeah. I think he just was like, okay, you're doing the plan that Kai said. Okay, cool.
That's what I'm wondering. Think, I'm like, does Dr. Vincent know Meadow and Kai's plan?
I'm pretty sure he gave Kai the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the story that Vincent told Allie is made up. That's not what really happened with him and Meadow. I'm sure she's like, okay, time to go back. Bye.
Yeah. He's the mastermind.
He let her go. That's why she wasn't
there. I just don't see why they showed us Kai calling her.
Because, just to confuse us.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, he wouldn't have added that weird detail into that story.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That was the only thing that I was like, okay, well, this is clearly him telling this story, but why are you putting in all this extra weird things?
It's just Ryan Murphy trying to confuse us.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So we go all the way back to December of 2016, where Meadow was talking about how she first fell in love with Kai. Mm-hmm. And we see kind of this making of a cult leader that she has the whole setup of, it makes sense that Ivy would join this cult because
she's vulnerable.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because the fact that she's not a joiner and that she doesn't believe in anything, that's what cult leaders go for. And he's able to manipulate her. We see literally with the exact same words that he uses to manipulate Meadow.
Yeah.
And we see how he does have this Charles Manson-esque ability to make these women fall in love with
him. He's charming.
Yeah,
like
he's
it
super
or not,
charming.
He's charming.
Meadow becomes the new, like, Squeaky Frome. It's weird.
Yeah. And I just felt a ways when I saw Ivy acting, like, really jealous. Like, I couldn't hold the baby. If I was able to have the baby, my contractions would have been glorious. And, and I know that these are real things that lesbian couples go through.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, girl, like, you have a child. Most people can't even have babies. Like, let's be happy with what we got.
That's why I do like, though, that they, and that scene happens a little later on where we're showing how, you know, he manipulates Ivy. But I do like that one, we at least get some believability, because up until this point, it's been, well, you voted for Jill Stein, and it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, they even point blank say, that's not a reason. Like,
yeah.
But communication is key in a relationship.
It is.
Speak up, be like, hey, it's our baby, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like there's still a little bit more that we're missing from there. Yeah, it's the baby, yeah, it's Jill Stein. I feel like there's still something else missing.
But Allie weaning this child for 3 years, it's like, okay, that, like, taking 3 years, like, you're still breastfeeding a 3-year-old and you're doing it, like, her immune system, but
she is a little crazy. Like, it's, even though, like, she's not as crazy as we think, she is a little crazy because of the holes thing and the three.
Right. So, and I mean, Oz isn't on the cover of Time magazine, still.
And she's definitely codependent, so.
Yeah, 100%, which makes her vulnerable, just like we see Meadow. So we later find out, you know, November 9th, 2016 is when we get all of Ivy's backstory, but going back even further to that, we go to December, where we have how Meadow got sucked into this, and basically, poor thing.
Meadow is so weak, poor thing. She has no mind of her own. She just wants to be loved.
Yeah.
She's so Bambi. She's Bambi. And we all know what happens to Bambi.
Well,
she loses her mom because she got shot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bambi's fine.
Oh, yeah,
Bambi
didn't die. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, she died.
Eventually.
Whatever.
We're like, yeah, what up? Eventually, Bambi died, too. There's no redeeming quality.
That's the, I guess.
But Harrison, using the abuse tactics of when she finally does decide to leave, of locking her up and then saying, when a cat goes missing, there's posters everywhere. You go missing, nobody even notices.
Man.
Then just reinforcing, no one gives a shit if you live or die. You're worthless. You don't exist. You're nothing. And basically just completely stripping her of any value that she had built for herself.
Yeah.
Which I do kind of like later we see when Dr. Vincent is doing kind of a similar thing to Allie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Allie's response is to straight up be like, F you, I'm out.
Yeah.
So
I like that she's finally getting some balls. She's taking chances. It's just kind of annoying that even though you can't really trust anything anybody says at this point, but it's like, okay, Meadow told you, everyone's in on it, your wife. Why are you still even going to talk to Dr. Vincent about anything? I would be going to get my son, and I'm getting out of there.
Because maybe she didn't say the
psychiatrist. She didn't say Dr. Vincent.
Yeah.
So she brought Meadow to Dr. Vincent because she thought...
But she said you can't trust anyone. Everyone is in on it.
That's what she said.
I wouldn't trust him either.
She's desperate.
She just needs someone, and she felt like, well, Meadow didn't name off Dr. Vincent, so at least I have him.
And he called her in the house right after, so I definitely wouldn't trust him after that.
Yeah, it's like too much of good timing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Ivy called me. It's like, no, bitch, you lying.
You start to see her look a little bit suspicious when she's like, who told you to call me? But then it does cue up that she did just hang up. I mean, Ivy probably did just call him, but for a totally different reason.
Yeah.
Or something like that has happened before, I feel like.
You know, probably. You're just having an episode type deal.
Ready for Allie just to pop and just go crazy.
Is it gonna be
the last episode, because I would rather see her blow up for three episodes.
Well, I feel like they since everybody now thinks she already has lost it. I mean, she's in jail now, and this is after the Sally Keffler situation, which Sally Keffler is the first one to start questioning Kai. Kai's at his big rally or whatever, April 3rd.
It's like a town hall meeting.
Yeah, this town hall, like city council, whatever, like nomination thing. So she speaks up and basically calls bullshit and is like, look, our crime is down 14%. Which makes me think, what was happening last year? You've had multiple murders.
Maybe it was like lots of Grand Theft Autos and stuff. It's like an overwhelming amount.
Just a lot of kids playing Grand Theft Auto is more likely. I'm like, this is a very residential town, but anyway, whatever. And apparently it's down 30% since 1980, which also, what was going on in 1980?
Cocaine.
There you go.
Yep. But she has this whole illusion that she does where she's talking about, look, you're not a conservative, you're a reactionary. Mm-hmm. Right now, you, Trump, all these people, you're the flies that is attracted to the garbage. You're not the garbage, you're the flies. We're focusing on the flies. Stop worrying about the flies. Take out the garbage. Now I'm going to do that by running.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like, because she was like, you're instilling fear in people where it's like not necessary.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like people already are afraid, so why are you making it more hard on them? Because you can just use them as they are now. Like, you're doing too much.
Yeah.
Right. Which is why it makes sense that when Allie does run to her house, which also kind of nutter move, but she runs to her house, bangs on the door, and is like, you know, let me tell you what's up. Kai is a cult leader. Allie just told me this. I saw you on TV. Or Ivy just told me, you know, all this stuff or whatever. And I just found out from Meadow, blah, 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 whatever. Leaving Meadow at Dr. Vincent's, I'm like, why did you not bring her with you? Yeah. If you're sitting here being like, I have a witness. Why is your witness not with you? Why are you leaving her with somebody else?
Yeah, it's not like it was a dangerous area you're going into. It's like just her house. And that's why the clowns showed up there. If you just brought her with you, she couldn't have texted or anything, or Vincent wouldn't have told the other people.
Exactly.
So she would still be alive.
Oh. Yeah.
What a bummer.
Yeah. Bad move. Bad move, Allie. That's just her name this whole season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything she's doing.
But when he shot her, it wasn't a suicide shot. It's just in the chest, right?
Yeah, which was...
I don't know personally, but I don't think that's how people kill themselves. Like, isn't it just like this?
It seems like it was an odd angle that they could do some CSI stuff and figure out that that's not the case. But we also know the detectives are on it, so...
Yeah,
you
everyone's
never know.
Corrupt.
And also the suicide note on Facebook, because everybody.
Oh yeah, can we talk
Facebook.
About that?
Yes,
yeah.
Where he writes the whole thing, and then she says, "No one's gonna believe it." The whole scene, basically, just to lead to the one line. Of course they will. It's on Facebook.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about that scene?
Well, it reminds me back of the lines where they said, "We get our news from Twitter, and we get our news from like all these social media things," which is true. I was just watching TV today and watching a news story, and they were like, "Well, I found out on Twitter." I'm like, Really?
And a lot of just normal, like, everyday people are like, oh, did you hear on Facebook? That's what happened. Yeah. It's on just middle America people.
A lot of people go to social media, too, to make their political statements or to share news. Yeah. Who goes to CNN anymore or MSNBC? People go to social media sites.
And that's the thing. They don't go on Twitter and look up CNN. They go on Twitter to see what their cousin's friends and ex-boyfriend is saying.
Right. And from all of these Onion-esque sites that don't look like the Onion, that look like they're reputable, that, you know, there have been all of those reports, too, about the actual fake news that ended up helping Trump in the election. Yeah. That people later said, you know, I completely made this up, this was parody, but then it circulated and leads back to the whole thing. Truth that is what you believe by what is filtered through to you, not actual truth.
Yeah, but... People. The sad thing about the actual news is they're so busy trying to keep up with the social media sites that a lot of the information that is on the actual news is gossip stuff that you can go on read on social media sites. So it's like sometimes you can't win either way.
We see that even in this episode, that when we do see the news reporting, we get kind of the Trump reference at the bottom where for the town hall assembly outside is big turnout for Kai Anderson.
Right.
Is the title instead of anything that he's talking about, any sort of actual content.
Yeah.
It goes back to the whole, what a great crowd, big turnout, big great crowd. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, but that's not anything. Like, you need to talk about actual policy, you need to talk about what's happening, and then instead we just get this kind of
headline.
Also, I think it was just about like how Trump's inauguration day, there was not a big turnout.
Exactly. And they're saying big turnout, it's like not really that many people.
And I have a question. It's like when I can't remember the opponent's name. Sally Kefler, when she said, people don't even know you in the world, do you think that kind of triggered him to think of the idea of, hey, maybe if I get shot, I'll be on TV so the whole world will know me?
Yeah.
I think 100% that's what kind of led into it. And also Meadow saying the same thing, where she's like, outside of this podunk town, nobody knows who you are. That's, you know, so, and it goes back to the whole thing about embarrassing or humiliating an embarrassed man is a threatened and therefore dangerous man. Yeah. So saying nobody knows who you are and making him feel like he's threatened with the same threats he's dishing out to Meadow and to these other girls to gain power, that's an immediate trigger for him. So, yeah, this is just a very, very interesting episode. It was a very good episode.
Really
having the twist with Meadow ultimately just her expression when she's doing the shooting of like, she really does feel she's nothing.
I thought he, like, cut out a piece of her brain or something just to make her, like, I don't know. When he took that box cutter, I was like, oh, he's gonna cut part of her brain out, and that's why she doesn't feel. But no,
it was almost almost an emotional lobotomy where he wore her down to the point that she really was just a shell of the person she was.
But the thing is, I think what threw a wrench in this whole thing... See, that's the thing. It's a question maybe I should give you guys. Do you think that Kai knew that Allie was going to see Meadow with the gun and end up framing Allie, like making it look like Allie did? Because that's really hard to plan out. It's like, yeah, she's going to see me, and then she's going to grab my gun and make it in a way that it's going to look like that she shot Meadow. Like, it's just so
That did seem
thin.
Very elaborate that would be what...
I can see that's what they're trying to go with. Like, oh my God, she has the gun. And it looks like, because the way they were holding the gun, it was pointed at Meadow's mouth because they were both holding it. So the angles are there. But they couldn't have guaranteed that Allie was going to interfere. Allie could have ran the other way.
It could have been that Allie wasn't even part of it. Just to have Meadow do it and then kill herself and have that just be the end. And just have it be, look, this is a mercenary who's fighting for justice and this, and kind of turning it into something political. Which it just happened to be a circumstance that, lucky them, it also made Allie look nuts.
And another question is, do you think they're going to be in the real world and say, you know what, forensics is going to prove that the angles and the placements are going to...
She still has her fingerprints on it. So that's, only forensics they have.
Well, they have the forensics of the I don't know what they call it because I don't play with guns. The blowback powder on...
Beverly was filming it. Beverly has a tape of exactly what happened. So even with no forensics involved, she can just be like, let's go to the tape.
Right.
But she has power because she's the one who... So let's actually use that to roll in our little last minute here into some predictions.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys think?
Let's get to it.
After Buzz TV predictions.
Ooh, that sounded that new.
Fancy and new.
That's so
it.
New. I wasn't ready.
So we get a little preview this week of Bev and her saying men always try to push women to the side and this whole female empowerment thing. Do you guys think she's going to use this tape to then blackmail Kai and show the truth that Allie is not crazy? Or do you think that she's just going to go along with Kai's plan and use something else to kind of enforce her own power?
She's definitely going to drag it along a little bit more, but I feel like she's going to go rogue and just be like, bye, bitch. And just like, Kai's not going to end up on top. There's no way. Well, that's what they probably have in us saying, because we said the same thing about Trump, didn't we?
Right.
We were like, oh, he's not going to end up on top because da-da-da-da, and then you see what happens. So maybe there might be a chance. And now I'm like, all over your head. Ah.
See, Kai's getting to you. It's how they do it. You're going to be joining this cult next. Don't do it.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. The person that I see on top is the person who hasn't really technically done anything, which is Dr. Vincent. He's the only one who technically has his hands clean. But it's clear the person that he has influence over is Kai.
And I think he's the ultimate puppet master in control of the other puppet master.
Yep.
I
like it. Like that NSYNC music video where it just kept going. Mm-hmm. More puppet masters. Sorry, continue.
I think Kai's end thing is that he wants to assassinate himself and just cause chaos, because we kind of saw in the preview that what's her name? Francis.
Convoy?
Yep. She's like, assassinate him or something. So I think maybe he'll get into office, but he'll be assassinated and thus cause, like, chaos. Like, that's what he is, a reactionary. So he just wants to cause more chaos.
But I think he's too much of a narcissist. He even talks about how, you know, this world has fallen into narcissism, into self-gratification, into everybody's own selfishness. I think he is the perfect embodiment of that, and he's too selfish to actually die for his plan.
Maybe that was the original plan, and then he's like, nah, I don't want to kill myself. But we'll see. Because I'm just assuming, because we saw he's going to be Andy Warhol and Charles Manson.
Yeah.
So I think they're just going to off this story and then start, like, weird other cult stories at the end. Because we're already on six. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll
but see. That's the thing. Yeah. It's there's so many. I like that. I feel like this episode is, like, number one where we can start a whole new thread of where is this thing going to go. Because I felt like, episode 4 or 5 felt like, oh, that's the end.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that they opened up a whole new can of worms of a billion questions that I have.
Mm-hmm. I agree, because I was wondering how they were going to wrap this up and stretch it out to fill enough episodes. And I think now we're getting...
Now they can do it.
Yeah, we're getting some real clear direction, finally. Absolutely. So I'm excited about it.
Me too.
I'm excited to see what happens next week. And in the meantime, where can everybody keep up with you guys?
So you can keep up with me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
And you guys know where to find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ashley Reed Allen.
Hey, and I'm Kelly McInerney. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Holly Weirdo.
And I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. You can find us all back here at AfterBuzz TV. See you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.